Good afternoon, my brothers and sisters. This is our home. This is our family. This is our church family. And we know that it is God who brought us here together to worship God. And there's something that happens when we gather together to worship the Lord. Because church is so essential for our growth that I believe that we are also God's instruments to bring encouragement and strength to one another. That's why, you know, your attendance is always important. And I visited most of you already and went through expectations of being a member or becoming a member of the church. And I'm glad that I know that we know that God is leading us into the right direction. So welcome to our church family here in Oak Harbor. And we believe that God is at work, and we just have to join Him in what He's doing. And before this Sunday, last Sunday, we celebrated families that God has added to our church, to the obedience of baptism, and we baptized 11 of them. And it's just amazing because, you know, church is not all about programs or activities, though they are important, but we are not centered on them. We celebrate love relationships because, after all, that is what this church is all about. God's body, His instrument, to bring the lost, those who don't have hope, to the light of Christ. And last week, we've seen lives that God, our Lord and Savior, saved. So, you know, we celebrate those. We celebrate together as family. And such a lovely thing to see and behold. So we continue to pray, and I believe that the Lord would use us mightily to reach this community for Him and for His glory. To be a beacon of light in Oak Harbor, to win Oak Harbor and beyond, one soul at a time. Amen? One soul at a time. And so the Lord added to us believers, and, you know, even after that day, my heart is being filled with joy. Because we know for sure that the Lord is really at work in our church. Amen? Even if we are a small community, but it doesn't mean that we are not healthy. I know that when we do things together, when we do it right, according to the scriptures and the principles of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord would follow. Amen? So I'm glad.